wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, I count my blessings every night I pray that the Lord lets me keep you just one more day. And every day he does, cause God knows too that I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather in the wind. If I didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. Cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on a cold dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, I've already said it, but I swear it's true. I know I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The New York Times reports that Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito flew an upside-down American flag in his yard after the January 6th storming of the Capitol. The inverted flag is a symbol of the Stop the Steal campaign, alleging President Biden stole the 2020 election. Jody Cantor reported the story for The Times.
The question of whether or not one or more of these justices are biased is a huge one.
Alito says the upside-down flag was his wife's response to a neighbor's use of objectionable and personally insulting language on yard signs. Powerful storms leaving four dead and widespread damage in Houston. Power out to 800,000 in Texas this morning and another 150,000 in Louisiana. President Biden says he's taking steps to reclassify marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug under federal law. Honda recalling more than 185,000 Ridgeline trucks from the 2020 to 2024 model years. The issue is with the rearview camera wiring. This is ABC News. This morning, humanitarian aid, including food, water, and fuel, is beginning to roll into a newly built U.S. pier as aid agencies warn the situation on the ground in Gaza continues to get worse. ABC Chief National Correspondent Matt Gutman is in Tel Aviv with more.
That U.S.-built floating pier, now anchored to the beach in Gaza, just south of some of the heaviest fighting. About twice as long as an aircraft carrier, the pier will allow desperately needed aid to be brought by ship directly into Gaza. About 1,000 U.S. military personnel involved, but it'll be up to the U.N. to coordinate distribution. And U.S. officials stress there will be no boots on the ground.
The man accused of attacking Paul Pelosi, former Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, with a hammer back in 2022, will be sentenced on federal charges today. David Papp, who was convicted back in November, faces a possible 40-year prison sentence. It's game on as FIFA announces Brazil as hosts of the upcoming 2027 Women's World Cup this morning. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a banana bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Another body part has been located along Lake Michigan, this time in Illinois. Police in Waukegan say an arm was spotted along a beach there. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office says the family of Sade Robinson has been contacted about that discovery. Robinson's remains were found around Milwaukee County since she was reported missing in early April. Meanwhile, attorneys for the man accused in Robinson's death, Maxwell Anderson, will receive more time to review the case. In court Thursday, Anderson's defense attorney says they've been provided police reports, surveillance video, and crime lab reports from the state. Anderson will return to court in mid-July. And UW La Crosse will be getting more funding for science programs. The university announced Thursday the science department will get $2.8 million in endowment funding to help pay for new science education fellowships. The announcement comes at a time when many UW campuses are facing staffing cuts and budget shortfalls.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to around 83 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, with a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon. 84 our high tomorrow. Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 78. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Thanks, Sean. And coming up, we're going to talk with Ingrid Cunninger with the Senior Medicare Patrol about Medicare fraud prevention. That's next. First, here's Shania Twain.
Whose bed have your boots been under?
Last night when tenderness. Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you steal, I wonder?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikinson. Good morning. And joining us this morning is Ingrid Cunninger. She is the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol Project Manager. We're going to talk about the upcoming Medicare Fraud Prevention Week that's coming up in June. Ingrid, thank you for joining us this morning. Well, I think for a lot of folks, they don't realize this, but Medicare fraud is still a pretty serious issue and costs a lot of money.
That's absolutely right, Brian. Thank you so much for having me today. Unfortunately, we do have to have Medicare Fraud Prevention Weeks on an annual basis because the fact is that the fraudsters and the scammers have really figured out a way to impact negatively the Medicare system. And right now, the estimate is that each year, Medicare loses nearly $60 billion. Yep, that's billion with a B, to errors, fraud, and abuse. And so we really want to shine a light on that and let people know that there are things that they can do to protect themselves.
Medicare Fraud Prevention Week here coming up the week of June 5th. How are these scammers getting this $60 billion? What are some of the things that they do to get this money?
Great question. They're really good at what they do, obviously. They're impacting Medicare negatively, but there's just a lot of companies or individuals that are working unethically. A lot of Medicare beneficiaries will report to us that they received a phone call from someone identifying themselves as being from Medicare, looking to either verify information or wanting to know if they've received a new Medicare card. If not, they're willing to help them with this. Basically, what they're looking for is that they're wanting to get people's Medicare information, because what they do with that Medicare information then is that if they have other pieces of information for that person, address, date of birth, you know, unfortunately, a lot of that information can be found on the internet, but they're able to piece all of that information together. And if someone is able to verify a Medicare number for that fraudster, then what they're able to do is submit fraudulent claims to Medicare for payment for things that people didn't need or want, or most importantly, weren't ordered by that person's healthcare provider. And while it seems like maybe that wouldn't be that have that big of an impact, it adds up. We talk to Medicare beneficiaries across the state on a daily basis and have access to some of that information on their statements. And, you know, one individual might have $12,000 or $15,000 worth of suspicious claims on their statements. And, you know, times all of those Medicare beneficiaries, that does add up quickly.
We are talking with Ingrid Kundinger. She is the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol Project Manager, Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, coming up the week of June 5th. So these fraudsters, it's not just people calling or trying to reach out and get this information. Sometimes it's an actual provider. Is, you know, that you know, might be some new provider, and it's like, oh, I'm going to go do this. So, hey, let's, go to this provider, someone new, and you find out they're really not above board, but it's almost after the fact.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, that's true. In some instances, there are cases where the providers are actually the people that are committing the Medicare fraud, you know, to be able to pad their pockets with a little bit of extra money. And so, you know, the message that we have from Senior Medicare Patrol is for people to really be vigilant, to be really vigilant about phone calls that they receive from people who they've never talked to before, who are calling them out of the blue, asking them personal questions related to their health. Like, take a moment and realize that that's probably someone that's up to no good, and hang up before too much information is shared. And the other thing that's really important, and that we really want people, even if we're not Medicare beneficiaries, to really make sure that we're all actively looking at our statements. For someone who's on Medicare, that's a Medicare summary notice or an explanation of benefits statement. Whichever statement you're getting from your health insurance company, it's really important that we all take the time to look at those each time that they come and make sure that they're accurate. The fraudsters, they 100% hope that we don't look at those, because if they have submitted faulty claims and no one ever blows the whistle on that or asks questions, they're going to keep doing that. So those are two of our main messages that we're constantly sharing with people, is to really, you know, unfortunately, the world that we live in right now, we can't assume that everyone on the phone is who they say they are. And so please know that Medicare is not calling people. Unless you have made a phone call to Medicare yourself and the customer service representative that you spoke with wasn't able to answer your question and needed to do some additional research before they could call you back, otherwise, Medicare is not calling you. So if someone calls and says they're calling on behalf of Medicare, that's a red flag. And my suggestion would be to hang up the phone and let that call go. If you think maybe that was Medicare, like, dig out your Medicare card, look at the 1-800 number, call Medicare yourself directly and ask them if they were making phone calls. 99.999% of the time, they didn't make that phone call to you.
Some of these fraudsters are also doing these phishing email type things, and it looks really official. They'll have a logo and this and that on that email asking for information. Again, Medicare doesn't do that. They do still use the postal service, correct?
That is correct. And that, you bring up a good point, Brian. I talk a lot about phone calls because most of the people that we interact with have been impacted by this sort of thing via the telephone. But email and text messages are also a way that the fraudsters are reaching out to people. As people become more tech savvy, or we all know that we really can't answer our phones because most of the time it's someone that's trying to bother us with something, we resort to other methods of communication. And so the fraudsters are doing that as well. So as it relates to emails, you're absolutely correct. Medicare is not reaching out to people via email unless they're notifying you. If you've signed up for a Medicare account on Medicare.gov, they may send you an email that says your latest statement is available to review, but it's really important to make sure that people are looking at the email address that the email is coming from to make sure that it says Medicare.gov, because most of the time, if it's a .com from Medicare, that's trouble. Or if there are spelling errors or a really, really long URL, those are usually things to be wary of.
Talking with Ingrid Kundinger. She is Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol Project Manager. Again, Medicare Fraud Prevention Week coming up the week of June 5th. Ingrid, what about family members? I'll use myself. Okay, so my mom's 91. What role do I play in helping to protect my mom?
Absolutely. Family members can play, and caregivers can definitely play a role in helping us to help protect people from Medicare-related fraud and abuse. In your situation, Brian, to just, you know, have a conversation with your mom on a regular basis, letting her know, or even maybe flipping it to say, hey, mom, I got this crazy phone call the other day that reminded me that we have to be really careful on the phone with information or people that we talk to or information that we share, so that you're, you know, hey, just want to make sure that you're keeping yourself safe too, and have that conversation. And then also, like I mentioned earlier, just maybe being a part of or asking or checking in or reviewing some of those statements with your loved one, just to make sure that they're accurate. The Senior Medicare Patrol, we also have what's called a My Healthcare Tracker, which is like a small notebook that would help people keep track of doctor's appointments and other health-related information. If that's something that, if you don't have a system or you're looking for a one-stop shop for that sort of information, either for yourself, if you're a Medicare beneficiary, or if you're a family member who is helping a Medicare beneficiary, you can certainly request a copy of that from us. That's available at no charge. People can request one on our website or call our toll-free helpline. But again, that's something that can kind of keep all of those dates and information in one spot. And then we also encourage that if you're using that healthcare tracker or something similar, that then that's a tool that you would use when you did receive those statements to at least make sure that the dates match for all the appointments that are listed on that, or all the claims that are filed on your statement, so that the dates match and the providers match, which will just help make that whole process a little bit easier for you.
Ingrid, how can the Senior Medicare Patrol help? Let's say I'll use my mom again. Okay, my mom and I are going through stuff. Uh-oh, we think we found something. Can we call the Medicare Patrol, or, you know, to, so you can kind of direct us on, okay, here's the steps we need to do next, because a lot of people may not even know.
Yes, absolutely. The Senior Medicare Patrol, that is one way that we're able to assist when people have concerns or questions, or like you said, are looking through a statement and are thinking, wait a minute, this doesn't seem right. We do have a toll-free helpline that Medicare beneficiaries or family members or caregivers can call, and you will talk to one of our staff or one of our trained volunteers who will then, you know, listen to your concerns and then make suggestions for things to watch out for, next steps to make sure that you and your Medicare information are safe. So we certainly are, we don't judge people. If you gave your Medicare number over the phone and then realize, like, oh, what was I thinking? I should have never done that. It happens to the best of us. So we would rather that you called and shared that information with you so that we can help put things in place to make sure that that information is safe, rather than you feeling embarrassed that you made a silly mistake and you don't want to tell anyone about it. We definitely want you to call. We want you to tell us about that so that we can help protect you.
And that phone number for people to call?
Sure. It's 888-818-2611.
Again, 888-818-2611.
That is correct.
All right. Again, it's Medicare Fraud Prevention Week coming up on the week of June 5th. And you can also you can also even do a Google for Senior Medicare Patrol and find out more information, find that tracker as well. Ingrid, we appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That is Ingrid Cunninger. She's Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol Project Manager. This is WRDN.
Better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Annabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
May is American Cheese Month, and O'Galley Cheese is having a cheese special on their hard Italians. For the month of May, O'Galley Cheese's hard Italians will be $1 off per pound. This includes Parmesan, Private Reserve Parmesan, Asiago, Private Reserve Asiago, Romano, Private Reserve Romano, O'Galley Italian, Creamy Italian, and Fontina. Special is good in-store and online at OGalleyCheese.com. O'Galley Cheese, located north of Durand on Highway 25, open 7 days a week.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's hair volume from New Nordic.
Hair volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give hair volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm gonna pick up some hair volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com. Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Welcome back to Verizon Radio. Our next track will get you amped for our biggest deals of the season. It's called Red Hot Deal Days.
Choose your bundle for Red Hot Deal Days. Get a new phone, watch and tablet. Scream yippee-yay-yay, cause you can trade in your old phone for a bundle today.
Now that's a hot track for Red Hot Deal Days. Choose a new phone, smartwatch, and tablet along with tons more great deals. It's only until May 29th. Visit your Verizon store today. Eligible phone with select trade-in and unlimited ultimate plan required and service plan required for watch or tablet. See Verizon.com for additional details.
If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220. To speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Me over you, they're hooking me up, yeah, buying me drinks with a thousand girls. There's just one thing, I can't go anywhere, I can't do anything. No, I can't close my eyes without you in my dreams. You won't leave me alone, even though I know you're gone. I look around for someone new, but I see you jumping up there with the band, taking me by the hand. Here, boy, come dance with me. Stuck like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck, by the light of the midnight moon. Baby, I see you. Don't know what you did, but you done it good. You don't know how bad that I wish I could. Delete you from my phone, find a girl and take her home. But there's just one thing wrong. I can't go anywhere, I can't do anything. No, I can't close my eyes without you and my dreams. You won't leave me alone, even though I know you're gone. I look around for someone new, but I see you jumping up there with the band, taking me by the hand. Hey boy, come dance with me. Stuck like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck, by the light. Like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck, by the light of the midnight moon. Baby, I see you. Baby, I see you.
I give you everything that a woman possibly can. Each time I tell myself I think I've had enough, well, I'm gonna show you, baby, that a woman can be tough. So come on, come on, come on and take it. Take another little piece of my heart.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
It was always hotter than the Greeks. She used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. The cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, well, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds, and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work, shelling peas and shucking corn, until my fingers
her. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. When I punch the clock tonight, I know right where I'd be. I'd walk in and get a big old hug and a bigger glass of tea. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Thomas Rhett, Morgan Whalen, Mamaw's House, 936. I'm Brian Winnikins, and this reminder, tomorrow they say farewell to the old Mondovi Library. They'll be having that celebration coming up tomorrow, noon to 2, as it's the last day for the old location of the Mondovi Public Library. They'll be closed for a few weeks as they move into their new location. Let's run down today in history for this May 17th. Happy birthday to the New York Stock Exchange. Formed on this date in 1792. 1875, the first Kentucky Derby was run at Churchill Downs in Louisville. The race was won by Aristides. 1932, Congress changed Puerto Rico to Puerto Rico. They just changed the spelling. I say it the same either way. 1954, the U.S. Supreme Court issued its ruling in the Brown versus Board of Education of Topeka case. The High Court declared that racially separated educational facilities are inherently unequal. 1985, Bobby Ewing died for the final time on the season finale of Dallas. He had died in an earlier episode but was brought back to life, amazingly, right? Also, 1992, band leader Lawrence Welk passed away at the age of 89. 1996, President Clinton signed Megan's Law into effect. The law required neighborhood notification when a convicted sex offender would move into the area. In 2004, Emmy Award-winning actor Tony Randall passed away at the age of 84, best known for his role as Felix Unger in The Odd Couple. And in 2012... five-time Grammy Award winner Donna Summer passed away at the age of 63. She was known as the Queen of Disco. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we'll have our opening farm markets. The markets just opened up a little bit ago. And early numbers for you. Market update brought to you by Elsevia Co-op and the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk down a cent to 21.11, July down 11 to 20.39, August down 2 to 20.07, September down 2 at 19.85. Live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher. Higher cash markets of $2 to $4 higher yesterday is helping to support the markets and expectations that the packers are going to have to bid up prices to compete and also to continue to meet demand. Hog futures, though, they're moving up mostly lower. even though there was some strong buying interest yesterday, still not a lot of fundamental support in the hog market. June live cattle up $1 to $180.02. May feeder cattle up 50 cents to $245.35. June hogs now down $1.55 to $96.82. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and wheat moving mostly lower. Now the Kansas Wheat Tour wrapped up surveying over 400 fields with the yield of 46.5 bushels an acre. That would be the highest yield that would show in the report back to 2021, and that is helping to pressure the markets as well. Corn markets also moving mostly lower as well, as the corn production estimates for South America really haven't changed very much, even with all of the issues, and that's pressuring markets. Soybeans, though, are still higher. New crop corn down 3/4 to 481. New crop beans up 7 1/4 to 1206 and a quarter. July wheat down 3.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to around 83 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, with a slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon. 84 our high tomorrow. Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 78. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Stuck here in this town with nowhere to go, so you escape through the radio and you
Baby, I'm buying. I got enough to last.
Well, I don't miss much if it happens on the dance hall floor. Mercy, look what just walked through that door. Well, hello, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Tell me what in the world you're doing there. I had a time to raise 9 kids. She told me not to stare cause it was impolite. She did the best she could to try to raise me right. But mama never told me about nothing like a Y-O-U. That your mama must have been another good looking honey too. Walking, honky, talking, baby. The men are gonna love you and the women gonna hate you. Reminding them of everything they're never gonna be. Maybe the beginning of a World War III. Cause the world ain't ready for nothing like a Y-O-U. I bet your mama must have been another good looking mama too. Hey, say hey, good L-O-O-K-I-N-G. Well, I smell T-R-O.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
My spare time and my spare key don't go to your front door. And I don't keep that old Jeep in your driveway anymore. And my toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke, so you should already know. It ain't your place to walk up, say hey, ask how I've been at some party. It ain't your place to ask my friends when you see them out if I'm seeing somebody. You don't get to call me up cause you're drunk. Say you miss us now. You don't get to care where I'm waking up these days. It ain't your place. Don't reach out to my family when the birthdays come around. And don't act like you're happy for me when a dream works out. If I met someone or if I didn't, honestly, it's none of your business anyway. Cause at the end of the day, it ain't your place to walk up, say hey, ask how I've been at some party. It ain't your place to ask my friends when you see them out if I'm seeing somebody. No.
ask how I've been at some party. It ain't your place to ask my friends when you see them out if I'm seeing somebody. You don't get to call me up cause you're drunk. 2 a.m. say you miss us. No, you don't get to care when I'm waking up these days. It ain't your place. It ain't your place.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And Ashley Cook, Your Place, 9:52. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder that the Durand Library will be doing some rearranging on June 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And so the Durand Public Library will be closed on those dates. So again, the library will be closed on June 3rd, 4th, and 5th for a rearranging project with the school. So keep that in mind. Well, Lucy the Elephant, a fixture at the Jersey Shore for more than 140 years, has been named America's Best Roadside Attraction. The annual honor is bestowed by USA Today, which says the 65-foot architectural wonder is the number one roadside attraction in the nation, drawing tens of thousands of visitors every year to Margaret City. You can see people posting under Lucy's tusks. It was built in 1881 and unveiled in 1882. It was just a gimmick to attract people to Atlantic City, which is just 5 miles away. Get this, Lucy is made of wood and clad in tin. Lucy's also a National Historic Landmark, too.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durand at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services. Offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Olson Farm Greenhouses has been working hard this spring preparing potted hanging plants and growing perennials and annuals. And the greenhouses are full of colorful blooming plants for you to spruce up your gardens, porches, and planter beds. Don't wait. Get to Olson Farm Greenhouses early for the best selection. Olson Farm Greenhouses will be open Mondays through Saturdays, 9 to 6, and Sundays, 10 to 5, through the end of the season. Olson Farm Greenhouses, Highway 10, Mondovi.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if folks can't visit the dealership, they should visit the website at TomHeffernanFord.com.
Well, we have all the pictures of all our used cars in stock. We have the pictures, the prices, inside and out, all over what the equipment's got on the cars, seeing the vehicle in person, plus the same, our new cars are. See us on the internet, TomHeffernanFord.com, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota. Going to our 51st year, where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheap in the country.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Set the light. Maybe I read
you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Jody Messina and Bye Bye 958. I'm Brian Winnekins. Thank you to Ingrid Cunninger with the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol for joining us this morning. If you missed that interview, along with an interview I did for the Morning Farm Report with Senator Tammy Baldwin, both of those interviews are on our YouTube channel at Durand Broadcasting WRDN. Happy National Pizza Party Day today. Since pizza is one of America's favorite foods, it comes as no surprise, as we would have a pizza party day. Pizza parties bring everyone together. That's a way to reward a team or group for a job well done. Birthdays and minor achievements also can be celebrated with pizza parties. Either that or just have an excuse. I want to have a pizza party because it's a sunny day today. So, you know, I'll get yourself a heaping up of pizza, a whole bunch of them. And have yourself a big pizza party today on this National Pizza Party Day. Join us this evening on our video streaming page at Real